We never held Christmas in Glasgow. The only people that held Christmas was the Catholics who went to midnight mass, and that was it. That was the beginning and the end of it. The others didn't bother. The kids got a present. Some little thing they got, they hung up their stockings at the front of the fire, and they got some wee present. It might only be a stock of rock, maybe anything. And they got some little present. But they, beyond that, not a soul bothered, no Christmas decorations, nothing like that. And it passed over quietly. We worked Christmas, we didn't take a holiday at Christmas. Everybody worked, and that was that. It came to New Year was the time. And then the New Year, you got 10 days holiday without pay. And it was a hardship time. What money they did have, they spent, those who took a drink, spent it on whiskey right away for the New Year's Eve. And there's quite a lot of drinking done, although it was much cheaper. After all, a bottle of whiskey cost 3 and 6 pence. Will Fife in later years sung the song 12 and Tanner a bottle. But before that, it was only 3 and 6 pence a bottle. And they could get a lot of whiskey, and the beer was cheap. And
when was it 3 and 6?
Eh?
When was it 3 and 6?
Oh, before the outbreak of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And
what, and it was 12 and 6 in
1919? Oh, 12 and 6, and it became that way during the war. That's when Will Fife was singing his song 12 and Tanner a bottle. And bemoaning the fact in that song about the price of whiskey compared to what it is now. Anyway, they all had celebrations. Most working people had a celebration in their own houses, their families and that sort of thing. It generally meant there's no music the way they've got now, no TV, no wireless. Very few even had a gramophone. And the result was that it was singing their songs, their own songs, till about 2 and 3 in the morning, and then get home. And then the rest of the time, there was any money left, kept drinking if they could. And by the time of the full of 10 days were up, they were having quite a struggle to live in many cases. The only people who managed to pull through were those who were exceptionally careful all the year and were saving money, but that was the minority. The ordinary worker enjoyed himself at the New Year time. And at the same time, quite glad when the New Year holidays were over. But there was a practice that had developed in those days before the First World War. It didn't come later. There used to be a sort of a happy-go-lucky attitude to things. A lot of workers would meet outside the factory gate on the first day they're supposed to start. And they'd have a brick in their hand, and they'd throw the brick up. If it came down, it would, if it didn't come down, they'd start work. And if it came down, they'd go for another day.
This was before the First World War?
Yeah.
What was it, labourers?
Everybody did it.
Nobody went to work the first day.
Engineering shops, this was. That was a common practice. It was because they're a good joke, that, you know, to turn up the first day, throw up this brick, and it didn't come down.
Did people really
do it? Yeah, did it. Of course they did.
And now, did you do it?
Well, I was among the crowd that did it.
Well, the whole crowd would
everybody
go
knew, everybody
and then
would
go away again? Did nobody work?
No, nobody said it on that. And that wasn't, no. Most places that was happening. Not every place, but most places that was happening. And of course, they'd be terrible disappointed if it didn't come down.
It did say it's this meant an 11-day holiday.
What?
This meant an
11-day
holiday.
11-day, yeah, on the Monday. You said to start on the Monday. That was quite common practice, that.
Was that from when you first became an apprentice, even?
Yeah. Oh, it was an old practice, that.
It stopped during the First World War?
Oh, stopped during the First World War, and they never returned to it again. After the war, they were still trying to enjoy themselves with their New Year, but nevertheless, there was a difference. The war had made a difference, somehow or other. There was not the same free and easy style they had before the war. They still tried to do it. My own relatives did it. They all tried to do it, particularly my wife's friends, my wife's relatives. That's where I used to go usually. And they kept trying to do it, but it continued that way. But it's only in comparatively recent years, you know, that Christmas butter in.